You Can't Take My Ring, a powerful show that discusses life and how we live it.
Oh, I am? Oh, there we go. So y'all got, you probably didn't hear a word I said. They probably hear a word I said. Oh, I didn't even have the chat open. You got to turn something down. Okay. Okay, Nat wants to call in. So, Nat, there's the number to call in, 563-999-3576, 563-999-3576. So you guys can hear a word I said. I just sent it to you. It's in there. Oh, boy. Hold up.
I heard nothing for the past 5 minutes. I was like, shit, you on mute.
I didn't know I was on mute. Sorry.
And you were gone. And I was like, you on mute.
Okay, now, okay. All right, so what I was basically saying, hold up, let me come out of here because this is interfering with what I'm doing here. Okay, there we go. Okay. What I was basically saying is I was talking about the ideal that how we have to, that they're talking about marching and praying. I think it's Saturday. And I was saying that it needs to be more than marching. Why do we always march when we Johnny Downs get $10 million and we march? A child gets killed and we march. Anything that's happening in our community that's crucial to our economic and our way, our living, period, our way of living, our survival rate, we march. We never do anything. We never set up a plan of action that's going to actually help us. I mean, literally strategize and put things together to get these guns off the street, to actually get, I say, surveillance cameras in the areas, in these high crime areas, getting enough police on the grounds to actually do what they're supposed to do. We never talk about that. We never go, and if you want to protest and you want to march to City Hall, march to City Hall and not pray, but march to City Hall and demand that they do something about the crime in our areas, okay? We as parents, and I said we talked about this, I was saying how we went to the Woodside neighborhood, Samtown Woodside neighborhood meeting, and I told them all the stuff that, you know, because first thing everybody said, whenever we start talking about the things that are going on in the neighborhoods, everybody's like, what you doing? What you doing, baby? And like I said, I done took those shoes off. Yeah, I took them shoes off because when we were talking about this stuff, people were mad at us, threatening our lives, the whole nine yards. When we were actually talking with solutions, nobody wanted to hear it. We were too busy watching fights, watching reality shows, gossiping. We were doing all these different things that were not productive to our city. Now it's worse than it was when we first started talking about it. Yeah. So what we did, we've done already. Ms. Velma can't do what she did before. Ms. Agnes sure can't do what she did before. And let me tell you something. I said this. On our panel, Ms. Velma and Ms. Agnes are the only two people that was on that panel that lived in those districts other than Mr. Porter. He's the other person that lives because he's in District 2. We didn't live in that district, and we were coming up with solutions. And Ms. Agnes and Ms. Velma didn't have to do a doggone thing, but they did. They were fighting on the environmental side to get all those poisons of those creosote plants, getting that attention to your mayor, to EPA. We had Dallas come down here like 3 or 4 times. We had General Honore come here. What they did, let me say it like this, they did. But we were all part of that. Before your mayor became the mayor, he was the state representative at the time. We set up at meetings at Rapid Parish, the planning commission. We had meetings right there at the Martin Luther King branch. Where were you? Because I don't remember seeing you at any of those meetings because you were shocked that I even talked about it. But where were you? So when you say what we doing what we doing because we've already done the other work. That's time for y'all to take over and do the work.
The problem with that is they know there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They know work needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But they're afraid they're going to step on some close friends and family members' feet.
Okay.
If they put a plan in the action.
Okay.
They don't want to come out as the villain or...
Okay, so, okay, I get that. I get that. But your kids are dying in the streets. Your kids are dying in the streets. Your nephews, your nieces, your little cousins are dying in the streets. So, to me, what's more important?
The loyalty to the streets is more important to a lot of those people than...
I understand. Well...
...correct the problem.
Well, okay. Hey, Nat, how you doing, Nat?
I'm doing all right, Ms. McCall. How y'all doing today?
We doing fine. Let me see if I can, I gotta, let me see something. I can't do it. I should have did it before I came in because I need to get you louder. You need to talk up a little bit.
Can y'all hear me now?
Can y'all hear him
Hello?
Talk out? Nope.
Put the phone closer to your speaker.
Okay, go ahead. Say something now.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me now?
Can y'all hear him?
No.
Okay, we can't hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm trying my best.
Are you on your
headphones?
I could put on the speaker, but what I didn't do is I didn't detach my Bluetooth from it. So everything that has a Bluetooth on it is going to automatically pick that speaker up, and it's not going to get what I want. So that's the reason why I can't really. I was going to use my speaker. You guys, let me tell you something. This little handy thing is awesome. And it Bluetooths to everything I got. So if my Bluetooths are open on all my instruments, it'll pick it up. So I can't turn it on because if I do turn it on, I'm going to have to turn everybody else off and then turn them back on. So I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But anyway, I'll kind of repeat what you're saying. Now, go ahead.
Well, you say, you know, that the kids, they don't care about the kids. But like I said, you know, the guy said in the movies, when there's blood in the streets, there's money to be made.
Yeah, when there's blood in the streets, there's money to be made.
Yeah, and you notice every time they have something for the kids to do, they charge them.
Yes. Well, okay. And I said something about that. And you didn't hear what I said. Did you hear what I said?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
no, ma'am,
let me,
I didn't. I'm
okay. I put it on the Facebook page. I don't know if you read that post after you put that up. I said like this. If we can buy Xboxes and Jordan sneakers and PS4s and the games that go to the PS4s, why can't we? If it's for a good cause and it's going to benefit the children, why can't we? Huh?
What do you mean, why can't we charge them?
Yeah, why can't you charge them?
Well, Mr. McCall, some of those people's got to get payday loans and everything to buy this stuff. You know that, Mr. McCall. You mean?
Okay. I'm going to pull out my imaginary violin. I want you to see me with my, if you was on here, you could see me with my imaginary violin. Do you understand why I'm doing that?
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with
you. So my thing is, is that important to get them all them things, take payday loans out to get those things? Is it really something that they can, is it going to be an investment for them?
Priorities are all out of whack in our community, you see. But some of these kids don't have money to go nowhere and do nothing. You see what I'm saying? So you got to think, mama paying $800 in his house, $500 in his rent, light bill. And then when Christmas comes, she got in debt to her eyeballs trying to make sure these kids happy with stuff they really can't afford.
So then the priorities are wrong, right?
Yes, ma'am. Totally. Totally.
Okay. So the priorities are wrong because he just said that mama's spending $800 on rent, $500 or $600 on utilities, and then when Christmas comes around, she goes and gets debt so that the kids could have something that they can, so that they don't get laughed at by the other kids, because I'm trying to validate, I'm trying to make what makes sense to me is to go out and buy something. There's a young lady who, for her, I forgot what the celebration was, but she brought her children vending machines. Each one of them got a vending machine. Each one of them got a vending machine.
But you can make money off a vending machine, though.
Excuse me?
You can make money off a vending machine.
Okay. So what I pay for PS4, how much do those things cost? I don't have any little kids, so how much do a PS4 cost on average, anybody? Somebody? I know somebody, kids got a PS4. Hello?
My son ain't got one.
Huh?
My son don't.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Miss Jackson, do you know somebody who's got a PS4 and how much they cost?
Those things are like $500.
Okay. That's what I thought.
$500?
Now, that's not including. Yeah.
$500. Those things are expensive.
Okay. Now, that's not including the game.
If they got two or three kids, each one of the kids get one. Lord. They get their own personal PS, whatever those video games, I'm going to call them like that.
Yeah, video.
Each one of the kids will get one.
And how much, on average, how much those games cost?
Those games are, you Barrett to Bradley get one for less than $100.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Hey. So, again, make it make sense to me. That's the name of the show. Make it make sense to me.
Well, Ms. McCall, I was talking to a lady that worked at a gas station. She said if all her bills is paid, she can live off $800 a month because one of her purses costs $1,500 a month. I mean, one of her purses costs $15. I mean, $1,500.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about the lady who said worked at the gas station, and she had a $1,500 purse.
Yeah, no, multiple $1,500 purses.
She got more than one $1,500 purse.
Yeah. You see, once again, it
got
to make sense.
It makes sense to me. I'm just saying, make it make sense to me.
But this killing in Alexandria, it won't stop because a lot of people won't really tell who's doing what. You know, they got this code, no snitching code.
Okay,
so
you don't have to snitch. You don't have to snitch. Because whatever you're doing, it's going to come to the light. You don't have to snitch.
Well, people get snitching. You got snitching, telling, and get some stuff straight.
Okay. Snitching, but again, I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to snitch. You don't.
Yes.
Because whatever you're doing, it's going to come out. If you're the one who's out here promoting and being part of the problem, it's going to come out. You got to snitch. You don't.
Yes, ma'am. But I mean, snitching is when me and you agree to do something, and I get caught to do, and I tell them you, because I ain't going to jail with you,
basically.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
But people are dying. Now, this last young lady who died, if you guys would have had and the parents would have pushed surveillance cameras in that area, they would have found out who did it. And I'm not talking about these kind that got this old cloudy look to it. I'm talking about looking at license plates, the type of car it is, the color of the car, and even the high-powered ones where they can see exactly who's in the car. That's what y'all need for surveillance cameras.
Well, how can they do that? How can they do that when they're not getting no financing?
Who ain't getting no finances?
How could the people get the cameras when the city council won't push for them?
Who put the city council in city council?
The same people that voted. I don't get me started about that. But what I'm saying is, they don't have no money to get nothing, Ms. McCall.
Okay.
Who do the money go to?
Do you believe that? From the bottom of your heart, do you believe, what he's saying is, the reason why they probably can't put the surveillance cameras up, because they don't have the money to do it. Let me tell y'all something what police stations do. They have what you call grants that they get from the federal government for things just like what we're talking about. You know why I know they do it? They do it in New York. New York crime rate went down a lot because they put surveillance cameras in the neighborhoods where the problems were. Okay? In London, I was watching a documentary about surveillance cameras. In London, their whole city has cameras all over the city. So nobody can do anything without them catching them. And half the time, they don't even have to use a gun because they got this big room with nothing but cameras. I mean, screens. And they see the whole city. Shreveport, matter of fact, has that right now. So don't tell me Alexandria can't do that.
Evidently, they don't want to do it, Ms. McCall.
Okay, but again, you guys put those people in office to protect and serve your city, right? Your city, right? Why
isn't the pastors,
why aren't the leaders, why isn't the NAACP demanding that something be done about these killings?
Ms. McCall.
I'm wondering. I'm just asking.
Just because people are on the bus, that don't mean they're driving the bus.
Excuse me?
Just because people are on the bus don't mean they're driving the bus.
Okay,
you
then you put them off and then you get somebody who's going to drive the bus and ride the bus or be on the bus. You get that person
out of there. Well, hold on. The one person we got in office that's driving the bus that would drive the bus for us, they're trying to kick him off the bus.
Yeah, I know they're trying to get rid of them. They want these panhandlers, these thieves, rejects of society to take his place. He's talking about Mr. Porter being in the position to ride the bus, drive the bus, and drop the people off. That's his metaphor, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But they was trying to get rid of him.
They're trying to get rid of him. So what the deal is, we got a lot of people that they're making noise on the bus. And because they don't want to really see, they don't want nobody to see what's going on.
They get distractions. They're making a lot of noise on the bus, he's saying, because they don't really want to see, they don't want anything, they don't want what he's trying to do happen. That's why they go after him and try to shut him up.
Yeah, so it's all by design. It's all by design.
Yeah, I know. It's all by design. I know. So.
And the only person it's hurting is us. It's hurting our community.
Yeah. Mhm. But I think there are some strong black parents out there. I think there are some strong black members of society, members of these churches that want to speak out, and even though they're afraid, this is what doesn't work for me, is that I know Miss Velma is a member of a church. But Ms. Velma has never backed down off of stepping up and doing what's right in the midst of all the stuff that's going on. So when you talk about being able to step up and stop being afraid and this loyalty crap, what are you loyal to? What are you loyal to? Loyal to death? Your kids, you're burying your kids.
Bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
Bilingual.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
I had this just now, and I'm having all kind of problems with this phone. There is going to be a meeting at Emmanuel Baptist Church sometime next month. I've forgotten the date, but I will get the date.
Okay.
And there will be pastors.
Okay.
My pastor. A lot of black pastors.
Okay.
A lot of white pastors. They coming together to try to see what they can do to solve not just but a lot of problems.
There's a lot of problems. Yeah. Hold up.
They are coming together. So I have to say that. And I have a list, but I can't think off the top of my head. I know the pastor of course, the pastor of Emmanuel, You know, he's going to be there. Pastor, of course, she's a Methodist church. She's a white lady.
You froze up. She don't know she froze.
The end of next month, I think it is, and it's going to be on a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
From 6 to 8:30.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's the purpose, is to work together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all come together and do this together, we will come up with something. So I think that's a start.
That's a start. Yeah, that's a start. Definitely, and that's what I was saying earlier, that the ideal to get them to come out and do something. The marching is not the answer. I'm just going to say to you, from my opinion, to each his own, but to my opinion, the marching is not working. While, like I said, the other side of town gets $10 million dumped into a sports complex that nobody can play on but them, and we get marching. Our kids are steady dying in the streets. We get marching. They build on this side of town, and we go march. Y'all, that's not the answer. That is so disrespectful to our communities. It's disrespectful to districts 1, 2, and 3. It's disrespectful. And we should be the ones. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. We should be the ones who's saying, I don't want to march. We can pray in church. We can pray anywhere. But we don't need to be marching and praying. We need to be doing some work. We need to be strategizing. We need to be coming up with some plans and actions to show what mediation is, what conflict resolution, to understand what bullying is, to get the bullies that are in school and bullying these children, and they're walking around scared because they're carrying weapons and they shooting each other because of something on social media. You guys, we have so many solutions to the problems that we have, and it's like we're totally not even, we're trying to go all the way around then the direct situation and deal with it on the top, right where it's at, in our faces. We definitely want to, we're running around in circles. You know, we're trying everything else. Last year, it was 23 murders in a town that has less than 45,000 people. That's crazy. And your mayor has been so quiet. He's been totally quiet.
They're saying that Monroe and Alexandria,
mm-hmm,
are the top two cities in the country with the most crime.
Yeah.
Now that's
embarrassing. That's not nothing to be bragging about.
Yeah, that's sad.
That is sad. Ms. Cheney said, real quick, y'all, Ms. Cheney said, and sometimes when the crime is so bad, they will reach out to the military, who is always looking and watching from the sky to gather information. They don't like to do it, but on extraordinary cases, they will reach out and get help from them on certain crimes. Okay? They should. So you tell me why the sheriff department is not involved. Why isn't the surrounding areas, the surrounding police are not involved in trying to find out? Because it's not, if you see, it happened in Bunkie, it happened in Boyce, it happened all over the place. Alexandria happened. Why aren't they all coming together and working on something to try to stop all this? Because let's think about it. Are we really that important to them? Because the more we die, the less problems we are to them. Think about it. If they can kill each other off, then we don't have to worry with them. That's why when they had 500 people up there at Citco, it was only one cop in that area. One cop.
And they're saying that they got a full staff.
Well, now I see that Catherine Davidson, now the president of the city council, is putting out, she's trying to investigate the lie that is being told to the people that it's enough people on staff. I think they were having a meeting tonight, and I think that's why Mr. Porter's not on here, is because they're at that meeting.
The news says the special meeting is tomorrow.
Tomorrow night? Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah. They did a special meeting for
Tomorrow night? Okay, great. Awesome. So think about that, y'all. Think about that. Why?
Hold on.
Why
do you call?
Uh-huh.
Remember, Greg reported them, and they want to do that at first with the hiring practice and stuff. Before
say that
they,
again?
You remember they wanted to do that? They wanted to do the do investigation on the hiring practices?
Yes,
and
they
stuff
sure did. That's right. With Mr. Fuller and them, with Mr. Fuller and Mr. Porter and all of them, were planning on doing an investigation on the hiring practices of APD.
Yeah, sure did. So now it makes news that since Miss Lily want to do it, then right?
Yeah. See, when Miss Lily want to do something, it's on the news.
Okay.
We ain't got it yet. Let me just say, I saw that on the investigating document show one time. Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. So now, hold up, somebody coming in. Somebody else coming in. Y'all come on in. Y'all come on in.
No, it's time.
Huh?
And I got the paperwork if they want to see it when Mr. Fuller and them started this already.
Yeah, exactly.
So Miss Lily want to start something. Oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, see, when Miss Lily says she wants something to happen, everybody drop everything. Let's make it happen. And y'all got to know, too. She laughing. Y'all got to know, too, that Miss Lily might be running for mayor. So she's stocking herself up. So when she do go in that office, she got it laid out. She got laid out. And she got so much stuff against him that there is a possibility Mr. Hall won't get back up in there. I mean, think about it. You didn't say much last year when you had 35 murders in a town less than 45,000 people. And then this year come in, how many people done died already? I mean, about what? 10, 20? And you still got...
It's been a lot.
Yeah. And it's our children now. Last year it wasn't the children. Now it's our children. And you ain't got nothing to say. Other mayors would have been jumped up and said something. That we got to do something about this crime. We got to do something about getting these guns off the street. I'm going to talk to the police, to the police department, and ask them about putting out a curfew. That would have been the best thing to do.
That would have been, yeah. Selena, let me ask a question, too.
Sure.
Denise or whoever is on here, how many police, and I know they had to have known that it was so many, they said about 500 of those youth out there Easter Sunday night. Now, shouldn't there have been some police out there? And when the shooting starts, how many police should have been out there? Even though we don't have nowhere near the number, but how many that, you know, should have been out there to try to get that under control? I'm asking anybody.
Oh, you just asking anybody? Did you hear the question?
I heard the question, but I agree with the question, but them boys are shooting guns that the police ain't got.
He said that they were shooting guns that police didn't have. But it
wasn't
even about, they were shooting some serious guns, but that's not what she was asking. That's true, but what she was asking was how many police should have been out there with a crowd of 300 to 500 people. How many people, cops should have been out there? It was one from what they said. It was more than one, but when they originally started, he was the one who called in to get help because he was riding around by himself. He said he was the only person in the car. So, I think there should have been at least when they closed Franco Hunter Park down, they should have told people to go home. It should have been enough around there to say, okay, you guys, you can't hang around here. They should have employed or requested the sheriff department to come in and help them disperse that crowd is what they should have done. Because at the Samtown Woodside meeting, that was what you call unlawful gathering. There was no need for them to be there. They had no right to be there because there was no, what you call those petitions that you have to sign to have people to come together for like a parade or whatever. they needed to have permission to have a crowd of people in one area that big, which they didn't have. So that's why they should have dispersed the whole thing.
Yeah, but how many police? Alexandria don't have that many police.
Firearms that the police does not have, that means they can run this city if they want to.
That's true, too.
They do. They're doing it.
I mean, that's confusing.
Yeah.
These kids can take over this city if they have guns that the police don't have, and then you don't have enough police patrol.
Exactly. That was dangerous. That was very dangerous.
Yeah.
Now, what you say that?
Tell her go listen to the videos how them guns were shooting. They wasn't no power guns.
No, they were some serious guns. Yeah, if you see the video. Yeah, he was saying if you would see the video, you would have heard the gunshots, and they weren't no regular guns. You could tell they were.
I saw some of the videos,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know about guns, so
mm-hmm.
you know, I just heard the gunshots. I did see some of the videos, and I got chills just watching,
mm-hmm.
you know, and listening how they went on and on. The shots, when they thought it was over, it started all over again.
But
I don't know anything about guns, so
mm-hmm.
a bullet is a bullet. I don't know the difference.
Exactly.
Any of them can kill you.
Exactly. All of them can kill you.
Yeah.
That's correct. You're so correct with that. So
what's on the line? You got somebody else on the line. I don't know who that is.
I know. I see somebody, but they're not saying nothing. Hello? You have any comments or questions?
Well, I came in here because I saw the description page about techniques for solving problems. But when I got in here, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Is this better?
Huh?
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Now, go ahead. What was you saying?
I saw in your description page that it was about techniques to solve problems. But when I got in here, all of you were talking about specific situations involving police and I guess corruption. So I was listening to see what your topic would be for tonight.
Okay. So what we're talking about in our area, we're in Louisiana, and we live in a city where we have predominantly African Americans, and we're having our children are carrying guns. We don't know where they're coming from, and they're killing each other. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. And you're discussing problems like that and coming up with solutions?
Yes, this show has actually come up with a lot of solutions. It's just getting the people to understand how to implement them and solve the problem. But we're also dealing with some corruption in here, too. So we're dealing with a lot of other stuff, too. So, yeah.
Well, corruption is the major problem of every city in the United States.
Exactly.
And it's sustained. Yeah, I mean, it stems from Congress, because Congress gives funding to the states, which gives funding to the cities. And anytime you're going to take funding from people, there are strings attached. And when those strings are attached, then the politicians that you elect and you hope are going to be there and fulfill their campaign promises actually don't. They probably never really intended to do so in the beginning anyway, because most politicians are just there for the power and for the publicity. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know of any politician nowadays that I would vote for.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, I think we have a very bad selection of people, but it's not up to us. The thing is, when you're being bamboozled and hoodwinked, you don't know. You think and you know the person is going to come in there because of all the empty promises. This has been going on ever since politics was even born. That there's been the lies just to get in, and when they get in, they don't do the right thing. Yeah, we totally understand that, and it's been going on for a long time. Me, and this is just me, nobody else, you do whatever you want to do. I've decided to hold my vote come this next election. I am not, and I'm not the only one, but I'm saying for me, because I don't see any viable candidate out there who's going to do what we've been needing to do. It's a lot. We need the reparations being done. We need a lot of things that African Americans have been deprived of. And I'm going to hold my vote till somebody comes in and actually do the work. Until they do the work, I'm saving my money and I'm saving my time, my gas, not driving to no ballot box to vote on anything. And I know that might sound like, ooh, that's just me. I'm just one person. My vote probably won't make a big difference anyway to me, okay? So I'm not voting this year. Coming up, no elections for me. I'm taking a break from elections, period, because ain't nobody doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I'm being country right there. Ain't nobody doing what they're supposed to be doing. Nobody. No leader is doing what they're supposed to be doing, from the president on down. And the ones that we do have trying to do something, they're trying to blackball them. They try to recall them. Anytime you question the corruption, you get blackballed. So I'm not wasting my vote. My vote means something to me, and it doesn't need to be
wasted.
So
what kind of laws would you like to have implemented in your town that you think would be helpful?
Do what now? Say that again.
What kind of laws would you like to have implemented in your town?
I would like to have laws that implement,
helpful?
Number one, equality. Equal. We have a majority African-American city, and the majority who runs the city are not African-Americans. They have the power, and they have the money, and they've been able to buy and sell people ever since slavery. So that's what we deal with here.
And what kind of equality? What kind of equality?
Economic equality, housing equality, a safe environment to live in, because we also have cancer here. We have environmental problems here, where corporations come in the African American neighborhoods, set up camp, poison the neighborhood, okay, and don't give back to fix the neighborhood.
Right, so you
we
want
have a terrible
some...
education system. Yes.
So you'd like to have environmental laws.
They have the very thing.
Excuse me?
I say the other side of the town, they have
the better things. We have literally are actually so old, they're literally falling apart.
Yes.
With children in them.
What, school buildings?
Yes, sure do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buckets to catch the water. They showed it on the news today.
Yeah.
Buckets to catch the water. Every time it rains, the school is water, full of water. In certain areas, they won't let the children walk in. And did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah. They don't let the kids walk there because they're afraid they're going to fall and slip because it rains in there.
It floods in the pathway where they walk at under the, what's the name? So
yes.
Well, that seems to be a problem that would inspire a lot of parents to get together.
Exactly.
Have they been doing that? Have they been doing it?
Yes. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's a lot more. We need to get people out of office that are not productive at all. That's all. We need to remove the people out of office that are not doing their job, from the superintendent on down. We have a problem, and I don't know if you're familiar with our area, which you probably are not. We have a thing where we put popular people in office. Even though they're dumb, they don't know politics, they don't know how to run anything, we believe in popularity because we don't know more than popularity. Not all of us. There's intelligent ones here, and then there's people who don't understand politics, do not know how the economic system works, do not know how their city works. So they'll pick somebody out of popularity, or they get paid by certain parties or both parties to put certain people in office. I mean, corruption is corruption. I'm just saying, that's just how it is here. And we're no different than any other school.
How come the organization, how come the school parents aren't, the parents aren't doing any, aren't getting any headway?
Excuse me?
How come the parents are not making an impact?
I can't answer that. I can't answer. He said he asked, how come the parents are not getting any headway with complaining and getting things done for the children?
The $1 million question.
Well, if you've got the parents banded together, then do you know exactly what it is that they're doing? If the parents are banded together, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the parents are banded together, then why aren't they doing anything?
I have no idea. I can't answer that for them. I cannot answer why things are not being done the way that they're supposed to be done. I have no idea. But I know every time anybody tries to correct the system and correct what's going on, they don't get the support, and then there's a lot of door corruption going on. I just told you earlier, bought and sold. That's how it works here. Slavery is not dead. It's not gone anywhere. It's just in a different form. Buy and sell us to each other and to others.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Well, that's how it works in every city.
Excuse me?
That's how it works in every city.
Yeah. So one of my panelists said, where are you from?
Montana.
Where?
Montana.
Oh, he's from Montana.
Oh, okay.
So are you familiar with the South and how it works?
With the South?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with the way it works throughout the United States. Corruption is corruption.
Excuse me?
Corruption is corruption.
Oh, yeah. Of course it is. I was just asking you, because we got a special type of, in Louisiana, it's special here.
It's very special.
It's not like no other state. That's for doggone sure. Definitely not like any other state. When it comes
to corruption. Why? Are honest people getting killed?
Excuse me?
Street?
No, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about the politics. Politics. Yeah.
I know. Are you having a hard time hearing me?
Yeah, you sound like you're far away.
I don't know why that is, because the microphone is right up to my mouth.
Okay.
So
it might be on my end.
He's better now.
You can hear him now? She says she can hear you now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have any problems before.
What would be your solution to our situation?
Well, I'll get as many people together as possible.
Get many
then
people together
have,
as possible.
Right. And then I'd have investigative reporters investigate the situation.
Okay.
And then report it on the news.
Okay. He said get investigative reporters together and then report about what they see on the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once having done that, spread newspaper stories about it and write your congressman with those investigative stories. Write your FBI. If they don't do anything, and they probably won't, then you've got the corruption, as I said before, which stems from the Congress. Every city has the same problem every other city does. Everybody wants to follow the money, and everybody is corrupt. There are very few honest and legitimate and politicians with backbones nowadays. Well, as a matter of fact, rarely ever.
Mm-hmm.
The environment, though, is worse than it ever has been, because now there's a concerted effort to bring down America, all of the cities, and to impose food shortages and to impose inflation, which will grow and devolve into hyperinflation. And if people don't do anything about it now, well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay. Gotcha.
How did he hear about your show, Kalita?
Because when I'm on Blog Talk, anybody can go on Blog Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. What it is. Because we're not only on Blog Talk, we're on Zoom, and then we're on live on Facebook. So anybody can go on there.
Okay.
So since this is a show about solving problems, then what would be the solution of other people who are here in order to solve that particular problem that you're experiencing in your city?
Well, first of all, like I said before, first of all, we would get people together to get them. See, one thing here, one of our issues is education. You can't go fight for something you don't understand. You're not going to do it. You're just not going to do it anywhere you go. So our issue is what we've been doing this show on our other platform for over 5 years. And we've actually been educating people on how to go about, from the information that we've researched, on how to go about solving some of these problems. We've talked about these problems on here over and over again. People want to do what they want to do. You can't force them. They're going to do whatever they want to do. We just present them with the information. That's basically what we've been doing. Some people listen. Some people don't. Some people want to attack us. Some people want to shut us up because we're telling too much, or we research stuff and we talk about our investigative reporting issues that we dealt with on here. And we've had an opportunity to have forums. We've done all of that. It's up to the people to do whatever it is they need to do. We're going to continue telling the information because there's people out there who don't know what's going on. So what we do is we inform them on it.
So after educating people about the problems that they have, what is it you expect them to do?
I expect for them to fight like we used to do back in the 60s and 70s. I expect for them to get together and realize that they've been hoodwinked and bamboozled and they're in a racist society right around their own hometown and don't realize it. And some people are afraid because they work for majority of the oppressors that's here. They work for them. So some of them are not going to step out and do something about their situation because most of them work for somebody that's going to affect their job or their livelihood. But the ones who don't have to worry about that should be the ones who stepping up and hollering and screaming at the top of their lungs about making sure things are justified and equal.
Mm.
And that the money is distributely equal. They have their own utilities here, which means that the city regulates their utilities. So if they want to go up on their utility bills, they go up on their utility bills, and they call it fuel charges. I'm just saying that's what they deal with here.
Well, all right. Well, good luck to to the finding a solution to the problem.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking time out to discuss this with us.
Sure. Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that gentleman was from Montana, Kathy. Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what he said? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, he probably don't have not one of us near here. In Montana, not a lot of us.
Mm-mm.
What would be a city that we would live in Montana? Beaufort is one name. I know is it Beaufort? What city in Montana that we would live in? Anybody knows? Because I'm clueless.
I don't know.
I'm clueless.
Well, never hardly hear anything about Montana.
Mm-mm. Nope, you never do. That's true. You never do. So, okay. So, that's the genius of Blog Talk, is that anybody can come in if they see your show on, like if it's in a loop, because it has a big old platform, and they can tell you which shows are what, and they'll go, anybody can come on here and talk.
Oh,
about.
Yeah.
And that's pretty wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah. I was looking for, see if he had some innovative solution to our issue. Obviously, I think it was too much.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he said. That's over. Talking about that forever and ever and a day.
You gotta find other. You gotta find other ways, especially in today's society,
yes.
to deal with our situation. And we've talked about it. And you guys know we've talked about it on here. Y'all know
yes.
we have. Over and over again.
Saying, you know, there's an old saying where older people would say, can't do the same thing all the time and expect different results.
That they call that insanity.
Yeah.
So that's why I said marching is not the answer.
No.
It's not the answer, y'all. I'm just telling you, it's not the answer. It's not. And the ideal that you want to march now, when you were one of the people who voted for Johnny Downs. And I guess people want to say, you know, y'all talk about Johnny Downs all the time, because the reason why we talk about Johnny Downs, because that was $6.5 million. They just got $700,000 from the last city council meeting from them. Mr. Porter mentioned it. He said he was the only one who voted against it. So they just gave him $700,000 again for Johnny Downs. They want $1.5 million for a coach's lair. I call it a lair. For the coach cave.
And then for the little ladies to play bridge.
Oh, Lord. Okay. And you know what? Your city council, Lee Rubin, only take 4 votes. Lee Rubin, Washington, Fowler, and Villard can vote on that, and they'll get it. I'm just saying. Your city council at large, your city councilman at large, he votes with his buddies all the time. So he shouldn't even be in the position of at large, because it's not benefiting the whole city. It's only benefiting a particular side of the city. Do you understand each what a councilman's duties are and their responsibilities are?
When Mr. Moore was sitting at large, he was all over the place.
Exactly. But Lee, y'all got to remember, Lee Rubin said on the city council before, you think his voices and his views have changed? No.
Not at all.
He's doing the same thing he was doing when he was on there before. He was the one who voted for y'all to get the fuel surcharge. Remember when they did the increase on y'all utility bill? We showed y'all that, where he voted for that.
Yeah.
But he's the city council at large. That's not benefiting y'all. It's taken away from y'all.
And did y'all think about this? I didn't think about this until the other day.
Mm-hmm.
MacArthur Drive separates.
It does. You're right. It sure does. It separates.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been one of the reasons why they never wanted to get rid of that circle. Because then y'all would come together. And if I'm not mistaken, they are going to get some money from that school bond, too, if it passed. We're going to have to ask Councilman Porter. That's right. We're right. Now, with that bond, that $100 million bond, now, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was... Was that Miss Williams that came to the meeting, Miss Chayton? The young lady who was sitting next to me, I can't remember Miss Chayton. Miss Chayton, tell me what her name is. Well, she came and talked about the bond, right? And to me, they were told that they were going to build a new Arthur F. School. Well, at the meeting, if I'm not mistaken, correct me, she said that they were just going to work on a room. because Ash was on the list to get fixed. Bolton was on the list to get fixed. Peabody was on the list to get fixed. And then Arthur F. Smith, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see what she says. Miss Burgess, that's who it was, who came and gave us the information about what needs to be done with the schools. Now,
is it Linda Burgess?
Yes, that, yes.
Mm-hmm. She's really fighting hard to do what's right up there. She really is.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I just think that she shouldn't be by herself. That's what I think.
Well, McCall, I saw him at a repast about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked him, I said, when are you going to retire? He said, I'm not going to retire until I see a brand new officer.
Mm-hmm. Well,
who is that?
Bubba McCall. Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting because I don't think they're going to rebuild it. I think, because I think that's what they were told, that they were going to do a redo the whole school. But if I'm not mistaken, Ms. Burgess said they were just talking about the room. I don't know. So.
That was a bad sight to see. That principal was showing
That's embarrassing.
And she said that was clean. They had scrubbed. It was a sad situation.
It was terrible. Did anybody see that on Channel 5 today where the principal, Leandra Ford is her name? Ford is the principal, Arthur F. Smith, and she was actually doing a tour on the interview, and it is so embarrassing that school is sitting like that. That's embarrassing. Yeah. That is so, and Alexandria as a whole should be embarrassed. I'm just saying. As a whole, it should be embarrassed.
Yes.
And what's so crazy is this is right around the same time that the library, also you have to vote on the library's meals, their meal coming up. So hopefully.
And that's Saturday, the election.
Yeah, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Saturday. And they said the polls close at 8 p.m. So it's good that you guys get out there and vote for both of those things. The library, you need your libraries. I've been I can say Martin Luther King, and if you guys are listening, Martin Luther King Library has been such a blessing to us for our meetings. I mean, anytime I need to get into that library, I can get a room. And they've been so nice. And I know we've been to plenty of meetings what we set up there. If we need a meeting done, Martin Luther King has always been available to us. So definitely give to them. Lakeisha Hinton has never said, no, you can't do it. Nobody in there has ever said we couldn't have a meeting there. And you guys, we've had some very important people sitting in them rooms with us. We had General Honore sitting in that room with us several times. We've had people from the EPA, Dallas, Texas. Matter of fact, that guy was from the one who came when we were talking about the environmental stuff that came with Dallas, came with EPA. He was from Montana. Remember the heavyset African-American guy? Did you come that day with us? We had a room full of, I don't know where all these people came from, but they were from all over.
That was at the VA.
No, this one was at the... at the library. It was the day that I was filming it and I went off on the guy. I'm sorry. I just went off on him. Because what he was trying to do was he was trying to sugarcoat us talking about our pain with cancer here. And he was saying it in a real kind of nonchalant way and it was getting to me. And I went off. If Miss Agnes can remember, they came over there and like kind of calmed me down because I went off. Because you sitting up there talking this happy-go-lucky stuff and we got people dying. It's like he was trying to pacify us losing people in our neighborhoods because of cancer, you know. That was the day. What was the lady from Dallas' name? She retired. What was her name, the EPA lady?
Oh, shoot.
Deborah?
No.
I can't remember. No. Well, anyway, you guys, we took a break, and we went outside, And she came over to me and hugged me and was crying. She said, what you said needed to be said long time ago. And it kind of shocked me because I wasn't expecting for nobody to be crying on me, okay? I wasn't expecting that, right? But she came over there. It was me, Miss Agnes, and a couple other people was outside. And she came over there, and she said, I want to thank you. I don't think you were there that day. She said, I want to thank you for saying what you said. It needed to be said. She said, because people don't understand. And she bust out crying. Okay. So that was very impactful. And I think General Honore was there at that meeting, too. So like I said, we ain't no small town people. We might live in a small town, but we've shook hands and sat at tables with people we would never even imagine that we would ever sit at the table with. And that was because of Miss Agnes and Miss Velma. Yeah. We're going to call them the old heads because of them. We wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity.
And then there was a lot that I wouldn't have known because of you. I told you this. That's when I started really researching stuff and finding out stuff that I should have, been looking into years ago. But I guess they say it's better late than
never. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's better.
Look up a little stuff and research. That was after Agnes introduced me to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have done a lot with you. We've gone out of town the last year to the TV station.
We've been on TV. We can go to Lafayette anytime we want. Get on TV. Because that comes with networking with the right people and having that right person in your corner. You got a support system. Like I told them, we have a support system in Lafayette, a family in Lafayette, bigger than probably our family here, just by our connections in Lafayette. We shouldn't. We should be able to do that show right there on Channel 4.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
Let me tell y'all something about Channel 4, how y'all getting gypped out of Channel 4. Do you know Channel 4 is a public access channel, which means that you guys have the right to use it whenever you want to? Tell me when the last time y'all actually had a show on on Channel 4. You know why I know? Because back in the day when Brian Coleman Sr. was alive, we had a group. Dr. Velma Bowles was in our group, and her task was to find out why we were not having that dog on public access to that channel. So don't tell us about the working in the fields and the trenches. We were trying to get that channel for you guys. And Roosevelt at the time was in charge. And Roosevelt gave us the biggest runaround. We wind up talking to people in Baton Rouge. And then they would send us back. They gave us the biggest runaround just to get access to Channel 4. That's y'all channel. And you can't do anything on it. But other cities have public access channels. And the people of that city get a chance to use it.
The problem is lack of education. We don't know.
We don't know. But that is your channel. Channel 4 is your channel. It's not only for the city council meetings. It's not only for all this other stuff that has nothing to do with us. But that's what they've been using it for. But if you don't know that it's your channel and it's not just city council, y'all should be fighting.
No.
Matter of fact, Dr. Bowles was supposed to come on tonight. She'll tell you her battle with trying to get Channel 4 to y'all.
Wow.
That was back in the day. So we've been doing this a long time, way before the Can We Be Frank show came. We were doing this back when we were on Keeping You Connected on KTTP with Brian Coleman. That's how long ago that's been.
Wow. That's sad. Mm-hmm. You know that is really sad.
Yeah. So I'm just letting y'all know the work has been done. The pathway has been paved. All you guys got to do is work it. Walk it and work it.
But like we've been saying, you know, some people aren't going to speak up because they are afraid.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Now I'm not.
Mm-hmm. But see, again, in those same people you're talking about, they go to church every Sunday. They have Bible study, but you're afraid.
Yeah.
I've always told myself, I'll never be afraid of another human being.
Me either.
Never.
Me either.
Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it. But I'm not, I can promise you I'm not going to be afraid of them. Because my mom didn't raise me to be afraid. My mom didn't raise me to be messy. My mom didn't raise me to start trouble. But my mom did raise me to stand up for the right thing.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. If I can do it, y'all can do it. Because it affects
you. Like you losing your job,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stuff like that.
But if you believe in a real God, if you believe in a real God, sometimes he takes stuff away from you to give you something better. I do understand that. Jesus was a rebel. Jesus didn't put up with nobody saying and doing stuff to him any type of way they wanted to. They didn't. They missed you. They tried to misuse him, but he always had a comeback. He always had a comeback. So when you tell me you Christ-like, you make me laugh. You make me laugh. I think that's the most hilarious phrase to make or comment to say. That's hilarious. You're nothing like God. You're nothing like Jesus. Because he was brave.
Don't have the courage.
They don't have the courage or the backbone. And I'm not saying that to put anybody down. I'm saying in order for you to save your city and want your children to live in an environment where they don't have to be afraid to go outside, you got to do something.
There's always a way to get around them.
Yes.
There's always a way.
Yes. And you can see the ones who should care don't give two craps about you. You see that already. Because they got quiet. You ain't heard from them.
People, you know, a lot of people know we've been through so much.
Mm-hmm.
We're just tired of going through things, though. So I'm just speaking about other people and how they may be feeling.
And that's true. That's true. You're correct. I definitely take that. But a lot of us just don't want to do anything.
Right.
Okay, we just don't want to do anything. Yeah, she said that they were just going to do just some rooms, some classrooms. They were not going to rebuild Arthur F. Smith. I thought that's what she said. They weren't planning on rebuilding it. They were just going to take care of some rooms. So that means if that's a $100 million bond, was it $100 million or $100 billion, why can't you rebuild Arthur F. Smith? Because it's in a black neighborhood?
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say, because it's on Jones Street.
Yeah.
It would not benefit anyone but the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they already see the trouble that's going on in the area.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to spend the
money on it.
To be truthful about it. That's the only thing, the only reason.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think...
And then what kind of grade do they have there? You know what I mean? You know, the overall grade?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what their grade is. We need to find that out and definitely talk about it.
Yeah.
We definitely need to talk about
it. That could be a big reason, too. Because the kids are, like, you know, not making the grades or whatever.
But I put the quality teachers over there that needs to be there.
That's right.
The quality program that needs to be there.
That's right.
What incentives? The academic side of things, what are you offering for that school? That could be a technical school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always talk about college. Everyone is not college material.
That's right.
And you can train these. You can start at that level to start these technical, like back in the day when I was at Jones Street, is off at Smith now, Jones Street when I went.
Mm-hmm.
Aging myself. We had woodwork, home ec. Those things like that.
Yeah.
You know, woodwork is an art, just like at Peabody. Auto mechanics was a big thing.
Sure was.
The nursing program.
Sure was. That sure was.
They had woodwork.
They tried to
so
shut that school down a couple of times. That's
Peabody,
right.
With the woodwork program, And you can make some fabulous things and make some great money off of woodwork and auto mechanics, you know. You start them out with, especially with these cars today, all the, you can't just get your car and take it to no shade tree mechanic no more. You
that's right.
Machine, somebody who can run, know how to even run a diagnostic machine.
Exactly. Miss Adrian.
$95 a plus 4 hours.
Miss Adrian was just saying that she said they tried to cut shut that school down a couple of times. You're right, Miss Adrian. You're right, because I sat in some of those meetings. You're correct. We definitely, I got it on video. I'm just saying what I got on video. But, yeah, I remember that. You're correct. I went to Bolton High, and they had that big old, yes, when they had that big old meeting at Bolton High. They were talking about that then. They had a big meeting.
Why is it always the first area they want to shut down? Because they were talking, I know about a year or so ago, they were talking about closing Peabody. You can build a new high school, but you want to shut it down.
Yeah.
And I know Peabody only got rebuilt because people raised so much hell.
But it took so long, you guys.
It took so long.
Oh, my God. It took years to get them to rebuild Peabody.
Graduated, I know it was at least 20 plus years even after I left there. I remember going there, we had buckets in the hallway because it was raining in the school.
So just imagine how they literally care about us. That's what I was trying to say earlier. I remember it was buckets when I was there, and I'm 58 years old.
And I'm right behind you.
Yeah. So they have they had buckets then, right before you go to the principal's office. I mean, I remember it used to be a bucket right before you go to the office. From the outside in the back court, when you go through the backyard part, when you'd be sitting out there, there was a bucket that used to sit right there.
Now, why would a high school need to have, should have had buckets? And the tax dollars was up, but they were over there putting in ass. Ass ain't have no buckets. Even as old as
they always say, we don't have fun. We don't have fun.
But all the Bolton is, you don't see no buckets in Bolton High School, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. But some of the kids,
but I'm going to tell you, it's ghosting dog on Bolton High. I'm just telling you what I know. It is, because I've seen them. That's why I'm telling you that. When I used to, I was in the thespian club, which is theater, and I did a lot of plays. And we used to have to be there late at nighttime, and we'd be up on the stage in the back area, you know, doing our rehearsals. We did this play called Heaven Can Wait, and they turned it into a TV show. It was a play, and I played the angel. I played the maid. That's what it was. I played the maid in it. Well, anyway, we would have to stay late at night, so we would have to do our rehearsals, and it was up in the top. You could hear stuff moving around in the top, and we all at the bottom down there, you know, because Bolton is huge. That backstage area is scary as I don't know what. So, yeah, I'm just telling y'all, I'm not lying to y'all, there's ghosts in Bolton. I don't know if they're still there now, but that was years and years ago.
I believe it. And they used to be a hospital, they said, remember?
Yeah.
So, you know, the people that passed away there, some of them
probably still lingering around. But, that was, I was in the ninth grade when I went to Bolton, ninth going into 10 when I went to Bolton, and then I went and transferred over to Peabody. I think we went to Peabody after that because we graduated from Peabody. So yeah, and it wasn't a new school then. That was back in the day. That was in the 80s, so you can tell how old that was. We was old, okay, and proud of it, because we wouldn't have been able. I mean, I'm blessed that I'm still here, because a lot of my friends are not. A lot of my friends are gone. Yeah.
And mine either, though.
Yeah.
So,
but, yeah. So, and another thing that I know it was something that someone told me. Let me see where I find that info at. I bet you I didn't save it. Somebody was telling me, we were talking about Washington, talking about Reddick, Washington. And there's a, let me see. I want to see what it says, what it's called. Give me a second here. Oh, here it goes. Okay, it's a thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect in politics. And what it says is politicians who are not well qualified for the office they're seeking often believe they possess superior qualifications than other people. And this could lead to them underestimating their chances of election. And it also increases the likelihood of a damage to the illusion of superiority if they win an election. If they lose an election, it can lead to the conclusion that the public must be uninformed and brainless. So we were actually describing the effect that it has on Washington, because Washington, for some reason, thinks he's superior, that he made it. He made it in. Yay! Don't understand anything that he's doing. He's clueless, uneducated when it comes to economics, uneducated on how the city runs, okay? But y'all had to have him in there. Y'all had to put him in there. And your end result is what you got. Now, another thing, y'all talking about a cleanup. Y'all doing a spring cleanup? Who's doing the spring cleanup? Did y'all hear about the cleanup?
No.
Okay, they're doing another cleanup, right?
They ain't cleaning up what they need to clean up.
Exactly. That's clean up, get in them offices and clean up and get them people out that ain't doing their job. You want to do a cleanup? That's what you call a cleanup, okay? The idea that, what's her name, Catherine Davis, for them to see. Remember, Mr. Porter told us how many people are on the police force? Remember he told us about that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
According to what she was saying, Catherine Davis was saying, is that Hall has been lying to them about the truth, what's going on. So now that Hall's lying to him, now she wants an investigation. She's open and requesting an investigation to see what's going on at the police department. But like Nat said earlier, when Miss Lily talked, things get done. When Miss Lily talked, things get done. Now, I'm very curious about what she gonna find out, because it got to come from Miss
Lily. Miss Lily
is who they call whenever the other people say something, things get done. But when we say something, they ignore us. So do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So when Miss Lily talks, she going to get that information. Huh?
That's the ear hurt when Miss Lily talks, everybody listens.
Yes, when Miss Lily talks, everybody hears. Everybody stop what they're doing, and they get things done. And you got to remember, too, Miss Lily trying to run for office eventually. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
There's just some problems in the city, and it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. And I honestly don't think it will ever change. Like, this has been going on, and it seems like it was, you know, should have been way worse back then, but it seems like to me it's on a grander scale now.
And it's more dangerous, y'all, now because of technology. It's more dangerous.
Yeah.
On the overall, when you look at it, it's more dangerous.
Everything is instantaneous now.
Yes. Quick. It's being done quick. Let's get it done. Let's do it. And this election coming up for this election that's coming up with the mayor, with Mr. Porter. Who else is mayor, Mr. Porter? Who else is coming up? Who else is coming up?
Also, they gonna rebuild Arthur's Mill. They really gonna rebuild it?
Is that what they said they gonna do? Because that's not what was told to us in that meeting. What was told in that meeting that was they said they were gonna do some rooms.
It's old.
Yeah. She said F the building is replaced. She didn't say it was.
Yeah.
She said F. Let me see your doggie. Put your doggie up. Let me see your doggie. Yeah, she. Oh, look at the doggie. Oh, hi there. Hi there. You guys, I'm talking to the dog. Hi.
So are they gonna the bond is gonna, you think they're gonna pass the bond?
We have a lot of situations to where
I think it will. Whole school, because that's what
I don't even remember. John, we have an auditorium. I don't even remember where it was at.
You know, Alexandria really need to be careful though, because 5-6, you know, which is like to make sure that they not discriminating or, you know, being racist or whatever.
Yeah.
They have to do something in one of these target areas or they're gonna get in trouble. They're gonna get in trouble. So
And just giving them a little bit, I want to know where majority of the money is going to be spent, because you said Bolton, Ash, Peabody, Arthur F. Smith. I'm curious about, and I understand they're going to have to play, you know, put the money places where it's most needed, but I think it should be equally given all the way around. That's what I think.
But I'm telling you what's going to matter, though. They're going to look at that grade. I don't know what you call it.
The school grade you talking about?
It's a T. Teacher excellence something. Because they in here in Texas, they post it on the schools. They let you know what their grade is.
Yes.
And if they are not excelling the way they're supposed to, they're not going to put money into school. They're gonna use that excuse to move the kids, you know, to other schools.
You know what? That's right.
I'm telling you, watch.
That's right. You're right about that.
Because out here where I live, in Sunquarters, the school that was South Alexandria, or is it Alma Redwine now? I forgot.
Alma Redwine?
Maybe so.
And then you had Julius S. Patrick.
is that one, that's the one in the Army of Florida, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Just look at that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I've heard at least two black people say that they weren't letting their kids go to Amarillo because their grading and whatever is too low.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, when they had the other superintendent, they actually, like I said, when they were talking about combining and closing down schools when that other superintendent was in there, that they raised hell. I would have to say the parents got out and they raised hell about it. But did it get better even after they – see, we do this. We'll raise hell. If something happens, okay. We don't continue raising hell. We stop at a certain point, and then we'll start raising hell again. And then we'll stop, we'll look around, and then we'll raise hell again. We don't do a continuous beating and stepping on them necks. We only do it for a little bit because we get tired, and then something else comes up, and we go over to focus on this instead of staying and raising hell to the end. We don't get to the end. We get discouraged lots of times. When we don't win, we get discouraged and we go back home and we shut our doors and we close everything out instead of us continually fighting. Okay? Y'all got rid of that other superintendent that was something else, and then you got another one in there that's something else. I don't keep up with them too much, but because when you hear the information, and like I said, Ms. Burgess came to the meeting to talk about to encourage people to vote for that bond. And that's how I found out about what was going on. But I knew about Arthur F. Smith because I sat in the meetings about Arthur F. Smith. That was two or three years ago almost. I sat in their meetings.
Yeah.
I actually videotaped their meetings when they were meeting at different places talking about Alma Wedwine. I mean, not Alma, Arthur F. Smith. I remember when they was trying to close it down and combine those schools. I was at those meetings. Hold up. So it's been a while, but like I said, we'll fight a little bit and then we'll take off running. Close the doors, close the shutters, and I'm not caring, okay? And then we'll fight a little bit more, get exhausted. But that's not how revolutionary people fight. They continue to fight because one battle connects to another battle. So it never stops. That's what war is. That's how war is. They can defeat one side of the enemy, but guess what? The enemy got a whole other side. So you got to fight that one. You got to fight till it's all over with, till you get full justice, till your kids are going to quality schools, till your kids can go outside and play because the criminals are locked up, okay? You have them until a mayor is in there who's not only taking care of one side of town and sitting down and having backdoor deals with the other people, you get a mayor in there that's looking at the whole situation and dealing with it. That's when you stop fighting, when you have better quality homes. That's when you stop fighting.
Disbelief about the home, man. Wow.
Mhm. I talked to some people over the weekend, and I showed them some stuff, and I even reached out to Mr. Porter about some things about that whole program. It's possible, it's feasible, but we have to look at it from the standpoint. Really, what would be the benefit of the city? If you're talking about putting the money back into the city, there has to be some things that have to be put in place. So we talked about that. And I showed them something. I talked to a broker friend of mine, and she knows how to break down how much it costs and all that. And she broke it down, and I sent it to him. And he was very much pleased with what he saw. If everything is feasible when it comes to finances, but some things have to be looked at that, you know, you have to really look at it from another standpoint. Housing right now is critical. The prices of housing is crazy. It will take more than grants. It will take more than donations. People doing it. the people who actually, once the homes have to meet a certain criteria, and that criteria has to be at a higher level than what we thought when we think about buying a house.
I made it, it's been since 2003, but
I know you did.
And they tell you, and they let you know what you need to work on to reach this certain credit score. And I think the credit score was only like 600-something.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at the credit score, that's important, but you got to look at now things, because you got to remember, you said 2003. Everything, inflation, everything affects how it is now, because that whole scenario about how much you need, your annual salary, all of that has to have a different, because when you start messing with those numbers, it's got to pan out. And it's got to pan out. It's got to. And you're trying to benefit from it because you want the house, and then you're talking about the city needs to benefit it because they're the mortgager. They're the mortgager, right? Yeah, mortgager. And you're the mortgagee. So they have to benefit from it too. So when you're trying to get both people to benefit, the numbers gotta hit right. So I'm gonna talk to Mr. Porter more about it, and I want him to kind of explain it to him to you guys when he comes back on here. I'm thinking they had a meeting tonight because Mr. Porter would have been here. So I'm thinking
Tuesday.
Yeah,
so I think they
might have had a meeting tonight.
Today.
You have a lot of blacks that are not in favor of that the housing thing.
Huh?
There are a lot of blacks in Alexandria that are not, you know, they talk against it.
Mm-hmm.
They said they wouldn't vote for it. I was like, are y'all really kidding me?
And what was their reason?
I'm trying to look it up, and they gave, and I was like, I just didn't know, because I was like, you know what? Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
For real.
To say anything.
They don't have, you know what, too? And do you know how many people, talked down on me because they felt like, you know, I got a house built in a bad area, and why would I want to live in a slum quarters? And I'm just like, dumbass, I grew up out here. Why wouldn't I, you know, why wouldn't I want to live? It just makes me so mad.
I know.
And everybody can live in Tennyson Oaks and Landmark and whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
To give some people a chance to have a nice little house.
See, a lot of times, people don't understand the concept of what home is.
Right.
When you don't know the concept of home, somebody can call home a little box. That's
right.
Their home.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Opposed
to,
you
know, what we're used to living in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, central air and heat or whatever, like that. It's just.
Yeah.
Cleaner, nicer homes where things work and the plumbing work and everything is just,
Yeah. Just a whole
different thing. Everybody's not looking for all this.
Mm-hmm. What was you saying?
One thing was said was about the, because they put a income limit. They're thinking the income limit should be higher. Public service salaries, teachers, firefighters, and social workers.
Okay.
They didn't like the idea that, you know, they capped it at $25,000.
Okay, it was not actually $25,000, it was $31,000. That was one of the, that's a very good point, because that was one of the things that was the issue. From the numbers, the way my friend did it, there's no way a person that makes that lease of money could be able to afford the type of home that he was, the numbers he was working in. It was just his prototype. It wasn't written in stone.
Well, but the house was too much.
The amount for the house at $150,000 for the amount of the annual salary would have never met anyway. It would have never.
Right.
And I think
they were saying that
Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
Entry-level professional people's salaries should be included.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, okay. That's a possibility. Yeah, I think that. But I think what he was trying to do is he was trying to gear to low-income people.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Like, because who would never have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, low-income who would never have the opportunity to get financed through. Even with perfect credit.
That's right. That's right.
Won't allow it because the debt to ratio,
well,
even without debt to ratio,
it's high.
What they say, 32% to.
Well, that the debt to ratio, well, we can't, what the program she used to do that debt to ratio for that amount was way, 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 way too high. It was way too high. And this person didn't have a debt. Because we did a scenario. And that person didn't have a debt. Like you said earlier, well, it would have been too high regardless. It still would have been, the debt ratio would have been too high for the amount of money that they're making. Their annual salary was too little in order to have a house that's $150,000. And if you don't know numbers when it comes to how mortgage and
all that works,
it didn't work out. It wouldn't have worked out. So we told him about it. We talked to Mr. Porter, and I think he was just trying to get a prototype in place. And I'm quite sure everything could have been worked out some kind of way. But it's a great idea. The concept is awesome.
Be
tweaked. Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
My home was $69,000. I know it was in 2003, but I'm just saying, how did the city make that work?
Yeah, but they were able to do it back then because the price of everything was lower. You got to remember, it was 2003, the prices were lower. This now that the wood, the windows, all that stuff has gone up so much tremendously, it wouldn't have been feasible at the amount that the as far as the income, annual income. Now go ahead, Nat. What was you saying?
So what you're saying is we need better jobs. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
You say that again, brother.
It sounds like we need better jobs in Alexandria.
We need better jobs. He said it would solve the problem if we had better jobs.
The thing I was waiting to respond is that, some people making $10 an hour.
That's
you can't
not
really
it.
Maintain a house on $10 an hour.
Nope.
You're going to be more at work than you are
at home.
That house. If you would have to work 80 hours a week.
That's right.
At $10 an hour just to clear $800.
That's right.
And you're not going to clear $800 because you have taxes. You can say 12% of that $800 is going to the government.
Yep.
So you're going to clear about $500 a week at 80 hours a week, and you still only clearing $2,000 a month.
When you're talking about a husband and wife team, that's not including
when they have children, it doesn't help them to like have more credits or whatever to get in the house if they have kids. No.
Mm-mm. Nope,
it's your income.
Everything is your income. And you guys know for Louisiana alone, and there's several other states, the livable wage is at $48,000. That means annually, that means you need to be making $25 an hour in order to make sure that you're making $48,000, which you guys know we're not making no $25, $24. We barely make it $12 an hour. So a living wage is what is needed for us to live comfortably. And we're not having a living wage. Okay? They're not going to pay us. Because now they're building another restaurant called Super Sliders or something. They're building another hamburger stand type restaurant. Yeah, in Alexandria. I think Drew Brees is the one who got this franchise now. So we got two of them coming.
It's some real jobs.
Nope.
Real
men
jobs.
Look.
No, it ain't no real job.
I'm on the other side of town. We need jobs to keep working those slave jobs, okay? Because when poor people work, I get rich. Okay?
Yeah.
I get rich. So quit complaining about better jobs. Because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put my money in. I'm not going to vote for anything to come here better than a hamburger joint. Okay?
And then listen, y'all, this should let y'all know something that is really wrong. They are expanding. They have another addition for the mental health hospital, Longleaf Hospital. Got 29,000 square foot.
Wow. 29. So
a lot of mental stuff is going on.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Trying to find a way to cope.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's more important. A hamburger stand
that.
And a mental health hospital. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And
well,
then
you can be crazy.
Then you eat yourself to death. You eat yourself to death. Your diabetes, because they're going to build on both of the hospitals. Diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attack. Our foods even give us cancer, so cancer. Our environment gives us cancer. Okay, come on. What are we going to build? What are we going to build? More hospitals and restaurants. They go together. In a mental house.
Yeah.
They all go together. Don't make no sense.
So sad.
Don't make no sense at all.
Nothing to, it's no incentive. It's born, and you die.
Yep.
Yep.
You eat yourself to death or you leave here.
Or you get shot up.
Or you get shot up. I'm sorry. I'm
it's the truth. Well, it's the truth. Like, you know, and then they in the house just minding their own business, and somebody drives by and just the little girl just gets shot up. They don't even know who it is, you know?
But if you had cameras on that street, on the light pole where nobody can get to it, and inside of a bulletproof case, you could have seen who drove by with a gun and shot at that house.
Knowing they need that.
Knowing that they need that.
But Johnny Downs is more important, so we're not really worried about
Johnny Downs
house.
Is more important. You're right. Johnny Downs was more important.
Monroe Street, Levin Street, all those streets over there, those streets been bad. They've been bad.
Mm-hmm.
They've been bad what? Since years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Watch it.
But I have to give it to APD, though. I do see them posted up on Monroe Street often.
But they missed that night. I said they missed that night that young lady got shot. Because it was on Monroe, wasn't it?
They can't be everywhere, Mr. Carl.
It was on Monroe and some other street.
And Florence. They can't be everywhere.
Yeah,
they don't have...
across from that beauty supply store.
Yeah.
Okay,
Florence,
what you say?
Florence Avenue.
Say that again.
Police can't be everywhere.
Yeah, the police can't
they
be everywhere, but a camera can.
They can't be everywhere.
Yeah.
I agree with
saying.
You. I agree.
A camera
but see
can.
Now, you got to think about it.
They still
would
have known, like, because they in the car passing by you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't know how they
would have
seen that. But
huh?
If you think about, if you say something about putting those cameras there, the people that say stop the violence is not going to want those cameras there because
I know.
That way
he
you'll
said,
get drugged.
If you say something about putting cameras there, the people who are saying stop the violence ain't going to want them cameras there.
That's right, because they're going to get caught some of their...
Yep. You should come to the point where that doesn't matter. It really
that's right.
Yeah, but,
you should become... You should be... With the kids dying...
Stop the violence, they really want... What it is, they want to pick and choose. They want to pick what marble they want to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones, they want to leave in the store.
That's
can't
right.
Do that. It's going to be all or none.
That's
know,
right.
I want you to stop the violence. But I don't want you to stop me from doing my little crooked activity over here.
Exactly.
Well, I don't want you to stop
the cameras, Lita, they don't want the cameras because a lot of them pimps themselves going to get caught places they shouldn't be. Somebody, because they scared them cameras going to roll back some of the...
They ain't supposed to be. That's right.
That's right.
Miss Benjamin said the police has been riding tonight all through Monroe and surrounding areas. Oh, so they're working now. Is that what you just said? They're actually working now?
But they had a shooting on Third Street, though.
They're always over there. They are always riding over there. Louisiana Street, all of those streets over there.
First of all, let me just say this here. You got to first clean in-house before you clean out-house.
Hold on.
Did you hear what she said? Did you hear what she just said? You got to clean up inside. And see, what Catherine Davis trying to do, she's trying to open up that door. Miss Lily trying to open up that door and see what's in them cabinets. Because them cabinets ain't looking right about now. So she's trying to see what's in them cabinets. You right? Because with your mayor being as quiet as he's been, y'all, that ain't no normal thing in no city like this. You know, even Chicago mayor be
all this here, all that shit going on. That mayor should be boots on the ground. All this shit going on, he should be boots on the ground.
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to be mean or whatever.
No.
Disrespectful, but he is quiet.
Yeah, quiet as a mouse.
I don't
know what to say. He don't know what to do. When you don't have a solution, you're part of the problem.
There you go.
When you are not, like I tell people, this is the scenario of Alexandra. You know how you have a faucet in your house? It may not drip. You can turn it off, but it'll drip one drip of water every day.
Yeah.
You take a balloon and put up under that. You don't realize how much water is dripping until you put that balloon under there.
That's right. That's right.
And you got that one drip every day. But it drips once a day, every day, for 4 or 5 years.
But you
failed to control it when it was a small drip.
That's right. That's right.
Alexandra has gotten like that.
Yep.
That balloon is real big right now. And it's going to explode.
Yep. That's right.
That drip has become a leak. And he did not, or they did not, not just the mayor, the other people that go along, because he can't do it
by himself. That's right. That's correct. You're correct.
No one, they're not in agreement with each other, so they can't get anything done.
That's right.
I'll come here, I'll draw my paycheck, and let the dominoes fall where they may. And that's all it is. It's a game. Let the dominoes fall where they may. And why? Who's going to make him accountable? Who's holding who? Watching who?
Yep.
To make them accountable. Who's over the mayor? Tell me who is over the mayor. The governor, right?
Supposed to be.
The mayor is over the police department.
The mayor's over the police department.
Yeah, the mayor's over the police department.
Yeah.
He picks the chief of police.
Yep.
He probably don't want the citizens to know everything that's going on because he don't want
how they don't know what's going on in that small town.
They know more than he do.
He don't want panic, is what I'm saying.
No, it ain't about, he don't care about no panic. Y'all can panic all y'all want to. No, but you don't come to that Red Roof Inn over there out there by that circle. Don't come out there.
Ooh.
I don't care what y'all do.
Oh, did she say the Red Roof Inn?
Yeah, you know where he be hanging out at that Red Roof Pop over there by 49?
Y'all, just please, I don't know what that was, but please do not.
I ain't talking about no hotel.
What you talking about?
Right, Red Roof Building.
I was getting ready to say, I was telling the listening audience, y'all don't, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no, I never.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
You're talking about the motor vehicle.
Red Roof, you good.
I hear what you're saying now. I hear what you're saying. I hear you saying.
Don't go to that Red Roof.
So what's over in the Red Roof?
Oh,
he'll never be at work, you're saying. He'll never be at City Hall.
He ain't going to City Hall because he know everybody going to report to City Hall. Hell, I wouldn't go up there either. Fooling with y'all folks. Y'all come go rush me. I'm trying to hide out.
Yeah, but if you're doing the right thing, you ain't got no reason to hide.
Yeah,
If you being accountable, you don't need to hide. If you taking care of your people in your city, you don't need to hide. What you got to hide from?
They just ain't got rid of me.
I know they would have got rid of me. Oh, hell no. Uh-uh. I would have been gone. They would have recalled me. With...
Woo. Oh, no. Mm-mm. No.
Yep. That's right. That's right. That's right. We need. Y'all, you know what? I don't know if y'all ever watched Flint. Anybody ever watched Flint City Council meetings? Anybody? If you get a chance, watch it. They have a councilman on there named Mays. He's a black guy. This guy is off the chain. He literally disrupts everything, and he says stuff that you be like, oh my God, are they allowing him to say that? He's a big guy. He has a big, big, strong voice, and he goes at it. Remember when they had the water crisis?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been watching their city council meetings since then. I actually interviewed one of the guys long time ago on there, and they still, Mays is still there, and he raises hell in them city council meetings. Ain't no cordial. If I could find one of his videos.
Miss Thelma, unmute your phone.
She's saying something?
Her phone?
Your thing, Miss Thelma.
Okay. Yeah.
I have this new phone, and... Hold up, y'all. Let me see. Flint. Eric Mays is his name, y'all. He is hilarious, okay? They clown. Let me see if I can get him, get one where he's going off. Oh, they made him the doggone president. He got escorted out the city council meeting. Hold up. I'm telling you guys, he is off the chain. Yeah. Hold up. This is him.
He has beat up somebody.
Listen to him.
Mays escorted out of last night's city council meeting by police in handcuffs just a couple of weeks after his peers voted him out as president. Thanks for watching the News at 5. I'm David Custer.
And I'm Meg McLeod. During last night's Flint city council meeting, Mays excused himself but then returned unannounced, causing another rift.
He is off the chain.
The council then voted to remove him from the meeting, and he said he wouldn't leave unless he was in handcuffs.
And as TV5's James Felton reports, that's exactly what happened.
The only way I'll leave out of this seat is if I'm handcuffed and arrested. And that's exactly what happened. I was handcuffed and arrested.
Flint City Councilperson Eric Mays spent a little time in police custody Monday night. Mays asked to be excused from a committee meeting. He was excused. A short time later, Mays came back. Fellow council members thought Mays was done for the night. Mays did not, so the council voted to remove him from the meeting, saying council members can't go to and from meetings as they please. Eventually, Mays was escorted out in handcuffs.
I believe strongly it was politically motivated. I think you'll see a bunch of this shenanigans go on between now and August.
Mays is running for mayor. But council members scoffed at the notion his mayoral run had anything to do with him being sent out.
I don't even care that you're running. What you are doing is running our nerves into the ground. If you approve this behavior, if you agree with this, then you are not involved in moving the city forward.
I wouldn't necessarily call it an arrest if a person requests that a police officer put the handcuffs on them.
Council Vice President Allie Herkenroder tells us Mays is hampering the council's ability to do its work for the residents of Flint.
I think it's quite telling who's there to do the work of the people and who's there to do the work for themselves. And I think that the remainder of, you know, our city and our community is going to see that.
Herkenroder says after Mays' departure, council had a productive meeting addressing issues like crime and gun violence prevention and a cancer cluster study.
We were able to get all of that conversation done because we were able to treat each other with respect and dignity, even though we all did not agree.
For his part, Mays plans to be back at the next meeting.
The council and the police department will be embarrassed for the decision that they made last night.
p.m., TV5.
I'm telling y'all, he
is... Federal Mays has stirred up controversy at recent Flint City Council meetings. It's not stopping him from throwing his hat in the race for mayor. Mays, former Flint Mayor current Mayor Sheldon Neely will face off in a three-way mayor.
He need to come to Alexandria.
I'm telling you guys, he is famous for what he does. I'm not, he is funny as hell.
Exactly. He need to come to Alexandria.
He is funny.
That would be me.
Yes, that's exactly right, Kathy. He is no joke, y'all. He is so funny. I'm serious.
That's how it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Somebody to get it going. And they, I think it's like they're, it's, when I first started watching them, it was like he was scared of them. I mean, that everybody was scared of him. Because he was literally running the meeting. Let me see.
And I'm just saying, what's he going to be on the council for?
If you, you're not...
Right off the top, at 5 o'clock, we are minutes away from the first Flint City Council meeting.
This is another
Councilman
one.
Eric Mays was removed as the body's president. ABC 12 News first told you about council's vote to remove Mays from the position during their April 11th meeting. But the debate continues as to whether or not he still holds the president position. Our Rachel Eiler joining us now live outside of the City Council chamber tonight. And Rachel, what can we expect going into this meeting? Will Mays still look to sit as president tonight?
Yeah, well, actually, just moments ago, that's what he was debating right in those chambers. He then walked off there, finishing up one of the special affairs meeting right now, and then he hopes to make another decision. But when I did speak to him earlier today, he said tonight's meeting can go one of three ways.
My definition is we're a legislative body. We must follow the law. That includes our rules and charter.
A possible court filing still up in the air for Flint Council member Eric Mays after a 10-hour meeting that ended in his removal. Mays argues he is still council president, calling the vote of removal illegal. But now, 2 weeks later, at tonight's council meeting, he has a decision to make. Sit as a regular council member or try to reside in his president's seat.
Do I want to participate in an unlawful meeting where somebody else is presiding while we go through maybe look like court procedures? And then I have an option to sit in the audience and observe. But the business of the city is at stake.
Business? American Rescue Plan funds. Mays says it's important that he is part of those decisions and that...
Yeah, he is. I'm telling you guys, go back. He even got on YouTube. He got videos on YouTube, you guys. He is hilarious. He do not care. He do not care. And he's been on the city council for a while. He didn't just get on there. He's been on there for a while. Ever since, I started watching him when the water crisis started happening. When the Flint water crisis happened, oh, my God. He was going off. He's gotten in fights. I mean, the whole night. He wanted them that no matter what he does, he gets back in that doggone office. And we do need somebody like Eric Mays. He's not. He kicks tail. He ain't no joke. See, this is why I say we need to get from around what we do. Check out some of them other city council meetings. Our meetings are tame compared to some city council meetings. Okay.
I heard voice of council meeting was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last night?
His name is Eric Mays. Hey Nat, you're gonna have to come back on Facebook because this is about to go. It's about to end. I set it up for an hour and a half, so it's about to go off on Blog Talk. I'm sorry. Oh no, you don't have to go nowhere. I forgot. Don't worry about it. You can stay on there. It just went off air, but we're still on here. Okay. But, yeah, Eric Mays. You heard of him, right, Nat? Have I ever told you about him? Look at me. I'm mute. But, anyway, yeah, he is funny. I'm telling you guys, he is hilarious. And you be watching him, you be so mad you want to be in there punching him, too, because he got a smart mouth. His mouth is smart, okay? And he say the most...
Whew.
would love for him to get Matt, get hold of Matt Hall.
Yeah. Oh, and he would do it too. He would do it too.
He would put him out. He would just get the police to score him out like,
yeah,
this, like
he did before.
Who did he put out the meeting? Who Matt Hall put out the meeting?
Hold up. I found his YouTube. This is his best, what's the name, moment.
Are you telling
me? Are you okay, Ms. Worthen?
But
Ms. Worthen, are you okay? Why are you asking me if I'm okay? Is you okay?
In your chair.
And you be eating food like we at McDonald's. You be eating food
that's
like we at the
store.
Don't complain. Ain't nothing you do about it. That's every week, every day. You can't stop them from complaining. Shit, that's every
Mr.
day.
President. Mr. President.
Councilwoman.
Now he's cursing. And he said, yeah. And we can record the record. Yeah. And so I want
damn.
You to be removed. You can say damn.
I cuss. I'll say whatever I say, Miss Galloway. I'm stuck you. You need to go on with yourself. You is an author of confusion. You like the devil.
Mr. Mays is violating the Disorderly Persons Act.
I mean,
and needs
like
to be removed.
I ain't studying her BS bull. You want me to say it? I'll say it again.
Now, so
are you guys acting
professional?
Who was acting professional?
Who was cussing? Y'all all of a sudden professional now?
Yeah, are you acting
who
professional?
Who was cussing? Let's get this meeting back in order. We'll take a 5-minute recess. This is getting ridiculous in front of the city.
y'all. I'm telling you, he is famous. I used to live in Saginaw. Flint and Saginaw is right at each other. Yep. I think I have some relatives in Flint.
You can't change the rules. I don't care if I repeat it again. When it's a motion made, it's properly second. You got discussion on the motion. Don't argue with me. What is the point? There's been a motion made and properly second. Don't railroad this procedure. Now I'm asking for the floor.
Sometimes he would come in there like sort of like that. Mm-hmm.
Probably got to be like that to deal with some of those people. For real.
Yeah, I've been listening to him for the longest, but like I said, when I first started listening to him, I wanted to like be the person to punch him. But he some points he be making, if you listen to some of the stuff he's talking about when it comes to Flint, is good. But then he gets in there. He gets them. Oh my God, he gets them. It's a Karen on there, and that him and that Karen. Oh my God, they were something else. They would go at it, boy. Woo-wee. They would go at it. But he is. We need one of them kind of city councilmen that don't care. I couldn't be a city councilman because that would definitely be me. I promise you. I wouldn't stay in my position too long. Mm-mm. Nah. Oh, yeah, they would have been got rid of us.
She can't stop laughing. And I'll be over there like, yes,
Shoot. I got kicked out. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Oh, my God. I got kicked out of the city council meeting one time.
You got kicked out too, Miss Velma?
No.
Tavares and Agnes and I, we weren't kicked out. But they kicked the lid out. But y'all had to go because y'all were guilty by association.
No, they stayed. I told them don't go nowhere. Stay. I told them to stay because they needed to hear what else was going on. But I got kicked out. Sure did. I wouldn't sit in my car. That's why I said I could never. With the information that I've created or accumulated down through the years of going to city council meetings and learning the ropes, how things are done, and having the people that actually share the information with me, I would be dangerous. That's why I say y'all could be just as dangerous as I am. You can. All you got to do is go to the...
I have to be careful because I'm a militant.
Yes. Me and you the same. See, that's my issue. I've been told I was too radical. Okay, if you say so.
Exactly.
But you know what? We've been radical on this show. We've been radical on the show, but we ain't been wrong. We ain't
That's
been
right.
wrong not one time, y'all. Our panel,
right.
our people
That's
who've been on here with us from the jump, we ain't been wrong.
Yep.
So call me whatever you want. We ain't been wrong. That comes from learning. That comes from associating yourself with people who got the information. That comes from research. And that comes from getting off your tail and going to them city council meetings, going to committee meetings, not just only the city council meetings. Know what's going on in your city all over the place because they have all kinds of open meetings, y'all. They have all kinds of public meetings. We just don't go to them.
We don't want to deal with them.
Yep. Yeah, we don't want to deal with them. I've sat in meetings when I was the only black person sitting there. And they was talking about some stuff that didn't have nothing to do with us. in your own city. I'm not talking about something I don't know. I'm talking about what I sat in when they weren't even thinking about us. It was all about what they were trying to do for their area. But we don't go to public meetings. We don't go to... Go ahead, baby.
I was just in a queue with someone before the opposite race, and she said, you know, we were kind of just in an argument a little bit, and she said, what do you mean? They, Jack Roy put a water park and all that stuff in y'all parks. We don't even have that in our neighborhood and our community.
He put what?
Lady, are you serious, lady? The city park for y'all too?
Yeah, that belongs to everybody. The city park is for everybody. So what makes her excluded herself out of it? Because again, separatism, they want to be separate from us. That's why we got two sides of the city. They want to be separated from us. They don't want to be involved with us. That's why everybody keep moving out west.
And I was like, do you
ever go to the zoo?
You go right
down to
the park.
That's right. That's right.
Right next to the zoo. That's the
city's
park.
Mm-hmm.
City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Like, all I was just black kids over there taking over the park and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the area.
Yeah. She didn't even realize
what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's just sort of showing. Of course, she was, you know, a little older, but.
But those are the ones. Those are the ones who have the power. See, we underestimate them. They have the power. It's not the young ones who have the power. It's your older generation that still has the say so and the power. I've sat around them and hear them talking, so I know that they still got the power.
I can tell you, a lot of white people couldn't stand
Johnson,
so I don't know what the deal was, but...
But they wouldn't outright... Like, but they didn't like him, but guess what? A lot of them would have put him back in there if he had an opportunity, because you don't know who goes behind that pole. See, they say a lot of things out front, but when they get in that booth, if they didn't want a black man in there, they would have voted him in there. You got to think about that, okay? Because they can definitely smile on our faces and pretend like they all for us. But when they get behind that booth, that curtain closed, you don't know what they're voting on.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. You don't know what they're voting on. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah. I got to meet your son on Sixth Street the other day by Cat House.
Did you?
Yeah.
You talking about Ken Derrick?
Yeah.
He recognized me. I didn't recognize him. I was in the car with Queen and Nate, and we were on the clubhouse. He said, "Hey, Miss Bama." I said, "Well, who are you?" He said, "He used to play ball with Scoop," but he said, "I'm glad it's done." Then I didn't know who he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, "Wait for me." I said, "Oh, okay."
Did you tell him that you're on the? You on the show every Tuesday and Thursday with her?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I
had a company that's one of my friends in Louisiana told me she saw my son yesterday.
Oh, she going to get on the phone.
We're FaceTiming. Not FaceTiming, Zoom. That's Zoom. It's FaceTiming. Oh, yeah.
Look at her. Look. Miss Jackson, let us see.
I'm sure you got something, man. I got Crown. I got E&J. I got 1800.
Wait a minute.
They killed the White Hennessy.
Listen to her. Oh, Lord.
But I'm going to get some more that funded. That going to be
more money.
Look at her. Y'all, she over here talking some serious alcohol over here.
No, because thank you for reminding me. I need to let everybody know I'm going to. the Caribbean to be able to be like, oh, can you bring me some white headed? Can you bring me some white headed? I'm like, okay. And since the last time I went, I flew, so I could only, you know, because you can only 50 pounds is your suitcase, and that was, so now I'm on the ship, so I can bring that case.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Jackson. Ms. Jackson, she telling us all her business. She ready to go on a Caribbean trip. Mm-hmm. She talking about all of it now.
I need to call my uncle now, too, to let him know. Because he's always like, can you bring me, like, a case of
alcohol? Huh?
Y'all gonna pay me alcohol. I can get back on,
They got a wine that's called that.
What's she doing?
She's talking on the phone. She's literally talking on the phone on air. Y'all, she's so rude. We're going to fire her. We're going to fire her off the panel because she rude. Miss Jackson. Oh, she muted herself. She did. I can't mute her. She got to mute herself. She did. She muted herself.
Oh. Well, look, we heard it all now.
Uh-huh. It's out now. It's all out.
Yeah,
you know,
she's going to. And she's going to bring back a case of this and a case of that. Last time she was flying. This time she's going to bring the ship so she can bring more
stuff with her. Uh-huh. We heard all that. We definitely heard all that.
But Lee, you heard what I said really quick, that I saw where somewhere around Baton Rouge they have I don't know if it's a wine or what kind of alcohol it is, but it's called Sweetie.
Yes, I had some. Matter of fact, I put it on Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's a wine. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a wine. It's called, yeah.
My mama said, you just want to have a reason to cut.
Matter of fact, I bought it in Georgia. That's where I found it at, in Georgia.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yep, it's called Sweet Bitch. Excuse me, y'all. That's the name of it.
Huh? You had some? Y'all?
It's a wine. It's a red wine.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a red wine. Yeah.
Can I order that?
No, you should be able to get it from, I'm thinking Albertsons might have it. I think.
Okay.
Try Albertson. Let me see. I'll show it to you. Yeah, I bought that when I bought it was in Georgia.
One of my friends told me about it.
Mhm.
And I was like, oh, and somebody told him it was from Baton Rouge area.
Oh, wow.
So it must be Georgia.
Yeah. Let me see if it's got the name. Yeah, here it goes. See? That's it.
Oh.
Hold up.
Well, I would like it if it's a red wine.
That's the one right there. You see it?
It's not strong, is it?
No, uh-uh. Mm-mm. No, I was showing her. You probably scared though. See, that's the name of the wine we were just talking about.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna give me some of that.
Yeah, and it's cheap. It's not expensive. $7.99 to $40, and you can order it. Oh, look at it. Got it in. Look, it's got it in blue.
Ooh, I think I would like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh,
it's a Moscato. It's a Moscato.
Well, if it's strong, though, if it's strong tasting, I can.
Yeah, they got it, peach Moscato, bubbly Moscato, Chardonnay, Cabernet, Griot, Shiraz, and a Moscato Blue.
Oh.
It says...
We'll get some.
Class variety. Okay, let me see who made it. Joseph Victoria Wines is a New York-based importer of wines from South America and Europe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look, we went from being radical to talking about wine. Boy, oh boy, aren't we something? But we have
a book. All areas from A to Z.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Definitely. That's right. Oh, look, I want to, Miss Velma, I wanted to remind you something. I talked to Brother Jay, and you know, you guys, we used to have the show, Adults in the Room.
Yes.
He said it was actually his show idea. He said we ran him away from the show. He said the women on the panel ran him away from the show. That's what he said.
Wow. We are sorry. We didn't mean to.
He couldn't handle that conversation. That was too deep. We learned a lot from that conversation. Those conversations. Yeah.
I don't think I joined the one of them. I missed those.
Yeah, yeah. And we were, it was just like a pilot program. It was just something pilot that I wanted to try. And we did it. It was fun. It was fun. Huh?
Denise should have been on those shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We learned a lot off those shows, y'all, okay? We learned a lot.
Even though it was X-rated, it was amazing.
But it really wasn't X-rated. It really wasn't. It was just talking about the natural nature of our bodies and stuff.
Yeah, I missed something.
Yes, yes, we did get deep in there. We did. It was. I'll see if Brother Jay would like to come back, and we'll let him, but he probably won't now. He's probably too embarrassed. But, huh? I can't hear you. Yeah, we could do it by via Zoom. That's right. We sure could.